Manuscript Releases, Volume 19, Numbers 1360 to 1419. MR, Number 1419. Satan, the Author of Commercial Strife, Strange Occurrences Predicted. Written October 27th, 1910, from Sanitarium, California, to Elder Daniels. When I took up my pen this morning to begin to write, my left eye failed me. I cannot use it, but I can use my right eye. This is a strange experience for me in recent years, but in the early years of my work, I did much of the writing for my books with my left eye bandaged, and it may be that I shall again be afflicted in the same way. But I thank the Lord that for many years now I have been able to use both eyes. I am now writing on Old Testament history. I have just completed an article on Esther. Maggie is with us again and takes hold of the work as if she had not been away. Although her name is changed, she is still the same earnest worker. The experience that you had in the wrecking of the large tent during the Battle Creek camp meeting is a sure and crowning evidence that Satan is at work. As the Lord's people show their determination to follow the light that the Lord has given, the enemy will bring all his powers to bear to discourage them. But they are not to give up because of the difficulties that arise when they try to follow the counsel of the Lord. God has given us his work to do, and if we comply with his requirements, we shall be blessed. The Lord has shown me that we shall have to meet experiences just such as have taken place. The enemy is actively at work, as you will see as you travel on his territory, opening the word of God to the people. As the last message of mercy is proclaimed by human lips, Satan will try to storm his way to the front, but he cannot prevail against Christ. As we present the truth that shows the people the evil of his delusions, his anger will be aroused, and he will do all in his power to hinder our efforts. But continue to present a "Thus saith the Lord," remembering that God is your helper. Do not give the enemy the right of way. Satan would fill the world with commercialism, and he has succeeded in inducing some of our leading men to turn away from the light given by God. Several who were once our ministers are working out the devising of the fallen angel. Elder Daniels, you have been given the most certain evidence that you will be sustained by the Lord. Be of good courage. The Lord must be our trust. I am not in the least discouraged. When I heard that during the Battle Creek camp meeting the large tent was twice blown down and torn, I felt that if those engaged in that meeting would show a decided front, the enemy would be defeated. Satan was once the most glorious angel in the heavenly courts, but he allowed a desire for supremacy to take possession of him, and he was expelled from heaven. He came to this earth and entered with great zeal into commercialism. And unless we stand loyal and true by the side of Prince Emmanuel, we shall be ensnared. Some of our ministers have been led astray because they would not follow the light that the Lord gave them. Those who have thus departed from the faith may not realize it, but they are following the fallen angel. In the future, strange things will happen. I tell you this so that you may not be surprised at what takes place. We shall all need to maintain a close connection with the Lord. The end is much nearer than when we first believed. What strange occurrences are being brought to our notice in the daily papers? Men are hazarding their lives in an attempt to do strange things. The Lord has not laid upon anyone the doing of these things, for souls are not saved through such exhibitions of foolhardiness. On certain occasions, large companies of people are drawn together to witness the feats of men in flying through the air. The lives of many of those attempting these feats are sacrificed. It is not the God of heaven who leads men to attempt these hazardous feats. It is the God of this world whom they are serving. It is Satan who inspires men to enter into these foolhardy projects, just to see what men can do. Before he fell, Satan wanted Christ's position. Because he could not have it, he became desperate, rebelled, and was cast out of heaven. Because he was restrained from carrying out his plans, he decided that he would be his own God. He came to this world, and here he determined to do a great work through commercialism. He laid his plans to turn the world into a place where he could carry out his strange devisings. But the Lord forbade his plans. He has been made to understand that there is a ruler in the heavens over the inhabitants of the world. The great controversy between good and evil is being waged. Under the leadership of Satan, there are men who today are doing all in their power to plunge the world into commercial strife. Thus, Satan is trying to bring about a condition of things that will make the world uncivilized. He desires to see strange things acted out, which God, who is too wise to err, has not ordained. But the Lord, yes, our God, will be ruler of the heavens and the earth. If men and women will carry out his requirements, it will be seen that he is ruler, carrying out his divine will. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., September 8, 1988. Entire letter.